Indiana residents along the Ohio River worry toxic chemicals from the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, could pollute their drinking water. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports water quality experts say the amount in the river has been low and is getting lower as it flows down the Ohio.
When the train derailed 2 weeks ago, it sent things like butyl acrylate into the Ohio River. The chemical has a fruity smell, and inhaling it can cause headaches, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting. It's not clear what happens if you swallow small amounts of it. Richard Harrison is the executive director of ORSANCO, the Ohio River Valley Water Sanitation Commission. Among other things, the group works to monitor pollution in the river. Harrison says the highest amount of butyl acrylate they've seen from the derailment was 46 times lower than what's considered a health risk.
We're now seeing it, in a lot of cases, less than what we can detect.
ORSANCO will continue to track what remains of the pollution from the train derailment as it goes down the Ohio River. Harrison says it's been traveling about 25 miles per day and should reach Huntington, West Virginia sometime on Friday. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
More than 5 million people get their drinking water from the Ohio River, including Indiana residents in cities like Evansville and Mount Vernon. To find out if you get your water from the Ohio, contact your water utility.